Well, what's happening is that it's the compound effect of a number of very difficult situations coming together at once. Clearly, the most difficult is we have a continuing conflict and violence, making people both insecure and unable to access the staples of food, drinking water, and to be able to afford anything because of the denial of payment of salaries and because there is an inability of the international community, despite being ready with good plans and good leadership, to reach all the people in need of particularly the under fives and lactating mothers, where the severe acute malnourishment figures are worsening. But there has been some good targeting to keep that within a level which has staved off an actual famine. And that's why we have announced we need to do everything now to raise the money for the plan that is now ready to be delivered by the international community with the UN agencies and our implementing partners in the international and national NGOs, with the ICRC and IFRC, all coming together to be able to deliver the scale-up that is going to meet the exacerbated need because of conflict to stave off and avert a famine.
What was the main focus of your discussions with President Hadi and other Yemeni officials?
The main focus was, of course, that in accordance with international law and principles, humanitarians, be that the United Nations and its agencies or the implementing partners, we must have the chance to have safe, unimpeded access at all times to meet all need wherever it arises and whoever that person is, whether they're on the areas currently controlled by the President Hadi government or whether they're areas controlled by the Houthi Saleh coalition. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that that set of access and principles is available to us, and we will continue to make that plea and that argument at all times, particularly as we raise the funds necessary to support life and to protect civilians from the ravages of the violence of this conflict, wherever they are, and where they're caught up in a crisis through no fault of their own. And those were the subjects that I raised, as well as that the salaries of the civil servants need to be paid equitably right across the country, irrespective where those civil servants are, whether they're in the north or the south. We understand that only 21,000 teachers have been paid for 1 month, which clearly is a very small part mm-hmm. of that overall sum. And so we want transparency and accountability for where those salaries are being paid. We met many representatives of civil servants and teachers, medical workers, who are now 5 or 6 months without salary, which is exacerbating the problems of humanitarian need.
OHESR issued a press release saying that at least 1,476 boys have been recruited since violence erupted between government and rebel forces in March 2015. Was this issue brought up at all during your meetings with the Yemeni official or UN staff?
It's very much a focus of all the very brave and brilliant UN staff who are based here in Yemen, wherever, whether in the capital of Sana'a or in the capital of President Hadi's government in Aden or in any of the hubs of distribution that we have. There is very grave concern for the clear evidence with one's eyes, which I have seen for myself, of very young boys who are in uniform and carrying guns. What I have seen is children, boys as young as 10, 11, 12, who are manning the checkpoints. There are huge numbers of them on every road where you have to slow right down because there's a large, long hump in the road that forces every vehicle to slow down, and they police the vehicles going through just as any adult soldier would. This is obviously very inappropriate behavior, as well as completely contrary to all international norms and laws of an abuse of children in the cause of conflict. And we wish to make sure that this stops and stops now. And we have raised this to every level and will continue to do so. It is something which is very important.